KGGF. Again, I'm Sam Speck. Happy to have you with us. We are joined over the phones by the Independence Police Chief, Jerry Harrison. Jerry, can you hear us?
I can hear you, Sam. How are you?
Oh, I am doing just fine. And in fact, I have gotten, I'll tell you what, quite of the entertainment out of reading these talking points for today. You have gone, I got to ask, is this more of a script to sing, or is this a script for our listeners to stay safe for this Christmas? Because you nailed it on this. You got 12 days of Christmas and crime preventative tips coming up here. I love the format. You said it wasn't your best work, but I love these talking points here. So we'll just go ahead and kind of go with that here, Jerry. And, well, actually, real quick, before I lose you, this is my last day before vacation. You doing anything special for the Christmas time, or are you just staying locally?
Oh, well, I just staying local. I'll travel a little bit, but mostly just getting to enjoy the company of loved ones around town.
There you go. There you go. So you're going to have some people come by and just stay in here locally. Very cool. Very cool. And hopefully you enjoy a good holiday season coming up. And we always appreciate you squeezing some time in on a Thursday morning for our trip around the Thin Blue Line. But again, I'm really liking this whole 12 days of Christmas talking points thing that you got here. So let's just start with number one. What is, a lot of, again, crime prevention, a lot of tips coming up here for the holiday season, because unfortunately it is the time for giving, but for criminals it's also a time for taking as well.
Well, it sure is. and I actually didn't originate these. You know, there's nothing new under the sun, and if it's working elsewhere, we do it here. So
exactly.
I found some stuff that applied to our community, And so I didn't take all 12 points, but we got a number of points here to talk about, so I appreciate you giving me an opportunity. The first thing is we're talking about, you know, break-ins and thefts. We have a lot of trouble in town with people breaking into cars and stealing items out of the cars. So, you know, we always encourage people, if you can, park in a well-lit area. Probably the most important thing you can do is just keep those valuables out of sight, keep them in the trunk, and don't storm in the vehicle for long periods of time. Definitely don't leave your keys in the car while it's running. You know, we had a rash of stolen vehicles in November and December, and we picked some people up on that and recovered a few cars. So we're hopeful that we got the kingpins on that deal, and we put a stop to it for a while. It's the second time in my career, though, that I've ever seen a vehicle stolen without the keys in it. So it's pretty unusual. Almost all but one that I'm aware of were stolen with the keys, with the owner's keys. So, you know, we could pretty well eliminate or maybe run it down to about once every 10 or 20 years we'll have a stolen car if we can get our community to quit leaving their keys in there.
Well, and with that as well, I mean, it is colder season. Obviously, these last couple of days we've been in the 50s and not really dropping down to freezing temperatures. But potentially, you know, you get out. Me personally, I have to get to work by 5, so I'm out there before anybody, making sure that there's ice off my car. I prop open my front window and I'm staring at it as well. But I make that mistake to get the car warm, and that's one thing. Would you suggest to kind of stick around, or would you suggest that I just don't do that anymore?
Well, you know, of course, I'm the police chief, so I'm going to tell you just don't do it anymore. We had a number of, we put some stuff on our Facebook page. We encourage people to follow it. We try to put some good information on there and have a little fun with it, give a little personal touch. But, you know, the reality, some folks said, you know, well, were they leaving their keys in there to warm the car up? And my response to that is, it's just as easy to steal your car while it's getting warmed up as it is at any other time. And these folks are watching you. They're watching what you do. You may not even notice them. Maybe they're up the block. They see somebody run out to the street, start their car, run back into the house, and they're going to beat feet down there and snatch your car when you're not ready for it. Yeah, you might be there watching them, and you'll be able to give us a good suspect description when we get there and maybe tell us which direction they went, but you're probably not going to be able to stop them. So, you know, we just say, hey, just don't do it, or sit in the car while it's running. Clean that windshield once it's safe to drive. Let it warm up while it's moving. You know, dress for the weather. Because it doesn't really matter. Once your car is stolen, whether it's stolen when you're trying to warm it up to drive into town safely with a clear windshield, or whether you pull into a gas station and you're just going to be a second getting a pack of gum or a drink, your car is stolen, it's stolen. And the thieves don't care what the motivation was. They just, you know, they're just... looking for a free ride.
Well, and easier the better, no doubt about it. A car that's already
Absolutely.
Running with the keys in it, of course it's going to be that. Now, there's subtle things as well. You know, that's the second you get out of your car, there's subtle things as well. I had a friend back in the previous town I lived in. He never locked his car and didn't expect it to get robbed. And I'll tell you what, that's, again, just asking for things. There's subtle things you can do just stepping out of your vehicle to prevent it.
Sure. And folks are watching, you know. People are watching you, and it's not unique to Independence. It's everywhere. And, you know, you go to a large retailer, particularly a large retailer, even a large employer, you know, that people may watch you get out of your car and walk in. If they note that you don't lock it, they note that you don't see the keys in it, you know, it's almost entirely a crime of opportunity. The things that people are, you know, things that are stolen out of cars are pretty well just a crime opportunity. They go through the low risk, which is the unlocked car, and they will break things on occasion to get into a car, but generally speaking, they're just trying to get into a volume number of cars and get some valuables. So, yeah, just take your keys, lock your car. Those kind of things would make a remarkable impact on crime here in our community.
Certainly. Well, with the Christmas season, well, actually, all these last few months, Thanksgiving, Christmas season, a lot of family, a lot of young ones in there. And with that, it's good to kind of sit down and have a conversation with them about whether it's a stranger, whether it's, a darker alley or darker area that you don't want to be in an unwell-lit area. What's some good advice to the parents out there for, you know, the holiday season? Lots going on, lots of family members. You can get distracted easily, but what's some things that they can tell their kids?
Well, Sam, I don't think there's a parent walking around Christmas shopping today that hasn't turned around and had to go find their kid at a store somewhere. I think it's pretty common experience. And, the best thing to do is just educate your kids and say, hey, if we get separated, look for a security guard or someone that works in the store and just, you know, have them go to them and stay in that spot and wait for you. Definitely don't leave them in the car. Not even for a second. Disastrous things can happen. Make sure your kids know your cell phone number, you know, have them memorize their cell phone number so they know how to get a hold of you. If they get separated from you, they can go to a store employee and give them that phone number. You know, during Neowalla, we have those little hospital wristbands that we stick out that are donated to us from Labette Health, and we throw a bunch of Sharpies and those wristbands out on a table, and we like for parents to write their cell phone number down on that wristband and put it around their kids' hands so that we can find them. You know, little things like that can make a big difference.
Yeah, certainly. Again, it comes down to just notifying the child. Again, it's a very distracting time of the year. You had mentioned, you know, shopping, last-minute shopping. But then again, a lot of families are going to be traveling in. There's a lot of welcomes. There's a lot of hellos. And, oh, where's my son? Or where's my daughter? So, yeah, good idea to keep them. And you had mentioned, again, a great piece of advice, I think, to memorize the phone number. Memorize that phone number because at one point they may be around a phone. And if they know your number, they will be able to get a hold of you. So a good piece of advice there. Again, speaking with the Independence Police Chief, Jerry Harrison, over the phones here. Well, it's pretty simple, but at the same time, some people, you know, out there on a daily basis, you see drivers not using their signals, blowing through stop signs, things like that, especially this time of the year when there are more family members in our area, there's more traffic on the road. It's best to just obey all of the street and driving laws, obviously, on an everyday basis, but with the increase in people in our area, definitely at this time of the year.
Oh, certainly. You're going to have particularly you get into a shopping area, you're going to have a lot of pedestrians, more pedestrians than normal. And we just, you know, our advice is obey those traffic signals. Don't try to get through that yellow light. You know, take your time, slow down, reduce your speed, particularly if the weather's rough or if, you know, the roads are covered. Obey those speed limit signs. I got to meet one of our citizens yesterday for this very topic. So it's always a good reminder to slow down. That's really not how I want to get to know the community, is not through a negative contact.
Yeah.
You know? The biggest thing is, you know, time is speed. Speed's time. And the slower you go, the more time you give yourself to react to things that pop up.
Yeah, especially.
And then, of course, distracted driving. That's probably the biggest danger in our society right now. You know, put the phone down, and when you're driving, drive.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, say maybe you do get a phone call, whether it's for 5 or 10 seconds, pull over to the side of the road, maybe the phone all over the place, pull over to the side of the road. Don't try and be a hero and maneuver a vehicle with that many distractions there as well. So, again, it seems like it's basic, seems like that's everyday advice. But, again, the simple traffic laws always seem to be the first ones to get broken. So we had mentioned some good advice for people to avoid their car getting broken in, but that's not the only thing that people look towards as well. Your house is an easy target, especially around this time of the year. And one thing I have noticed, I don't know if I've really seen this on here, one thing I've noticed around this time, the holiday season, is people will post their vacations on Facebook saying, hey, I'm going to be gone for 5 to 6 days, you know, and then they, boom, put this huge target over social media is that this house is going to be clean for the next 5 to 6 days. And then, you know, burglars or whatever, the word spreads very quickly. So I just wanted to put that in there as well. What are some other pieces of advice that people can go to protecting their homes?
Sam, I'm really glad you said that. That's an excellent point, you know, and that applies at vacation, Christmas, holidays. When you're at the Chiefs game, you know, for all my fellow St. Louis Cardinals fans out there, when we're off at the St. Louis Cardinals game, we shouldn't be taking our picture and posting it on Facebook and letting everybody know we're not home, you know. And so that's a great piece of advice. You know, and around the house, again, most of these things are just crimes of opportunity. So we need to just take away the opportunity, and we take away the vast majority of the victimization. So you don't want your ladders laying out where criminals can use those to climb in through a window. You don't want your gifts stacked up in front of the window into the living room there around the Christmas tree. You know, maybe close the curtains or put it off to the side. I think one of the scariest things is when you're driving down the street this time of, you know, after Christmas, and everybody's got that 57-inch or 3.5 mile wide TV screen, you know, box that it came in sitting out there on the side of the street, letting everybody know you're watching football on a billboard now, you know. Don't leave those boxes out there. You know, Independence has a recycling day. I think it's on Tuesdays from 11 to 1, if I remember right, at the sanitation yard. But, you know, you can go to our city website and see when the recycling day is. Don't leave that giant TV box out there, or that computer box or tablet box, or, you know, whatever valuables you got. Don't leave that box out there letting everybody know what you just got a hold of for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. And we spoke with Chad Dunham as well, detective with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. He said even, you know, cutting those boxes up and throwing them at the bottom of the bag or the bottom of the trash can is another way. Because, yeah, you're basically putting an advertisement for burglars saying, hey, there's a 55-inch TV in the screen there, and plus we put it in the front window, so you're not going to have to travel very far with it. So, yeah, certainly we'd like to dispose of that. Now, we had mentioned, you know, whether it's going away for an extended, like a week or maybe just a night, something like that. There are some areas, especially at Christmas time, and I think, again, another thing to put in here with Christmas trees and electrical shortages as well, it's just best to have those things turned off or on variable timers as well. And then also it's good to have somebody come by and check in on the place.
Sure. You know, one of the number one deterrents, when burglars were interviewed, the top two things that made their decision for breaking into a house, aside from if it was locked or not, was there somebody home, or was there a dog? So those kind of things make a big difference. And you know, when you make it look like somebody's there, if you can't have somebody there, make it look like somebody's there. You know, put your electronics on a timer. Maybe the TV could kick on, or a light could kick on here and there. You know, and again, don't advertise it on Facebook. Don't let that mail pile up in the mailbox or at the mailbox on your door or in the street. Or, you know, don't let those little advertising circulars pile up in the driveway while you're gone. You know, try to have somebody come by, pick up your mail, pick up those circulars, pick up newspapers, whatever it is. You know, just any clue that makes it look like you're not home.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. And, you know, things as well. It's not just the front yard, it's the backyard. And sometimes there's valuable barbecues. Sometimes there's valuable things in the shed. So, yeah, just an extra lock, padlock on the shed, maybe a bike lock around the barbecue, things like that, just for when you're heading out of town. And again, I think most importantly, just at least have somebody. I think your piece of advice to move your car a couple of times in the driveway, but at least someone to come by and check on the property. Now, with that, you guys have a line, a phone line that people can report suspicious behavior for without having to dial 911.
Sure. If you've got something you need to report to us and it doesn't rise to the level of emergency, our direct line is 620-332-1700. That's 332-1700. Don't hesitate to give us a call. Let us come check it out. We get calls of suspicious persons all the time. We run them all down as best we can. And so, you know, that's what we're here for. If you think you need us, you need to call us. You never know what you might have prevented. And even if a person is just walking through the neighborhood, maybe they're walking through that neighborhood and they're waiting to see that person come out and start their car and go back inside. And so, you see them over there walking around and you don't know why they're there. You call us on the 332-1700 and you report, hey, I got this guy walking down my street. I've never seen him before. He doesn't live around here. Officer goes over, says hello, has a friendly conversation with him, gets his or her name and number, and statistics indicate that once we've identified them in that area, they're not going to offend in that area.
Yep.
So even if they're, even if they're just leading up to a crime, that you can make a difference in your neighborhood by letting us know. And of course, we do have Neighborhood Watch. So if anybody's interested in getting involved in Neighborhood Watch, give us a call, too. We'll get you in touch with our Neighborhood Watch officer.
Certainly. And real quick here, as we've hit the bottom of the hour, it is Independence Police Chief on the phone, Jerry Harrison. Again, we had mentioned about, simplistic kind of kindergarten stuff with the traffic laws and driving safely, obeying these laws. And here's another thing that can kind of slip away from people. It's so easy not to do, but at the same time, so many people do it. Sometimes the eggnog's a little bit stronger than the night before. You may have, had a little bit too much fun. Whatever it may be, it's best to plan ahead when you know that these types of social outings are going to happen. Not only that, but, God forbid something actually does happen to your drink as well. You just need to be very cognizant, more aware, and plan ahead.
Yes, particularly to our young folks that are college age and leaving town for the first time getting to make their own decisions in life, be careful when you're out at those social events, and don't leave that drink unattended. You don't know what somebody could put in there to put you under the influence of something and allow them to take advantage of you. That happens on occasion, but just on a local level, make a plan to get home. That's one of the most important things we can do during the holiday season. Don't drink and drive. Try to set that example for your friends too. But the biggest deal is if you go out with a plan, you have your ride mapped out before you even leave the house, you're going to be set. Whether it be a friend or we have transportation services around town that you can call. That's probably one of the most important things you can do during this holiday season. And your loved ones, they want you around, and they really want you to not drink.
Yeah. And one thing as well, you had mentioned for the young, whether they're college students, whichever, to not leave your drink unattended, but also yourself. It's best to work in pairs. The buddy system is a beautiful thing. So if you are going to have these social outings, make sure that you've got somebody that's got your back just in case.
Oh, sure. You want to walk in well-lit places and go in a group, especially to our folks that are leaving town and enjoying themselves in a bigger city somewhere or shopping in a bigger city somewhere. Hopefully we shop local. But if you do find yourself out doing those things, just pay attention, stay in groups, keep an eye on each other. The vast majority of crime is a crime of opportunity. People want a low-risk target that is not being watched by anybody. And so when you look at things from that perspective, no matter what it is in life, if you make things more visible and to more people, then you're reducing the opportunity for someone to try to take advantage of the situation and commit a crime.
Great stuff. Again, that's Police Chief of the Independence Police Department, Jerry Harrison. Jerry, I always appreciate these interviews that we have with you on Thursday mornings. You had a great set of tips for the Christmas time to avoid some crime, some prevention as well for the holiday season. Jerry, I really hope that you have a Merry Christmas, my man.
Well, I hope you have a Merry Christmas too, Sam, and I hope no one was counting and noticed we didn't get all 12 tips of Christmas.
That's right. Yeah, we had scurried over a couple of them, but I'll tell you what, yeah, for the area, for the times right now, great pieces of advice. Again, that's Jerry Harrison, the Independence Police Chief. Jerry, thanks so much.
Thank you, Sam. Take care.